Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at some recent events at CBS News as reported by the No Agenda newsletter.
Okay.
So get ready for some wild stories. We're about to unpack some eyebrow-raising claims about what's been going on over at CBS News.
I'm ready. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, so to kick things off, No Agenda highlights Margaret Brennan's statement about the Nazi Holocaust.
Okay.
She said it was caused by Hitler weaponizing free speech. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a very loaded statement.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely touches on the complex relationship between free speech, hate speech, and propaganda, you know?
Right.
Historically, finding the balance between protecting free expression and preventing harmful rhetoric has always been a challenge.
Yeah, and it's something that we're seeing play out more and more in the digital age.
Exactly. With social media and the internet, it's a whole new ballgame.
Right. And No Agenda points out that Marco Rubio even pushed back against Brennan's statement on the show, but she seemed to shut down the conversation after that.
Hmm. Interesting.
What do you make of that?
Well, it does raise the question of whether CBS might have a specific agenda when it comes to these types of discussions.
Yeah.
You know, limiting opposing viewpoints can sometimes create the impression that a particular narrative is being favored.
That's a really good point. Okay, so moving on, No Agenda also talks about a 60-minute segment where CBS seemed to side with the German government on something they're calling insult speech.
Insult speech.
Yeah, basically it's about criminalizing online insults.
Wow.
Did you catch that segment?
Yes, I did. It was pretty wild. The segment showed the arrest of someone for posting an online insult, and then they had a panel discussion about it.
Oh, wow.
And the panel actually defended the arrest and even suggested that reposting an insult is also a crime.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty concerning when you think about it.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope for sure.
It really makes you think about the limits of free speech.
For sure. And then there's this whole thing with the AfD party in Germany. No Agenda claims that CBS is portraying them as this fascist, racist, misogynist group, but then they point out that the AfD leader is a lesbian married to a person of color.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating contradiction.
Isn't it?
It seems like No Agenda is highlighting a potential disconnect between the labels being used and the reality of the situation.
Right.
You know, painting an entire political party with such broad strokes can be very misleading and prevent a more nuanced understanding of their diverse viewpoints.
Exactly. It seems like they're cherry-picking information to fit a particular narrative. So what do you think is motivating CBS to take this stance?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
No, Agenda suggests a few potential triggers.
Okay, let's hear them.
They mentioned J.D. Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference.
Right, and Elon Musk openly supporting the AfD party.
Yeah, that's definitely going to ruffle in feathers.
It is. And then there's Pete Hegseth's statement about NATO and Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, that's a sensitive topic, for sure.
Any strong opinion there is bound to generate controversy.
Absolutely. So we've got these three potential triggers, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and Pete Hegseth.
What do you think about their involvement in this whole CBS situation, according to No Agenda?
Well, No Agenda seems to be suggesting that CBS may be reacting to these figures and their viewpoints, which could be influencing their coverage.
Okay.
But of course, it's all speculation at this point.
Right.
But it's important to consider all the angles. You know,
absolutely. We have to be critical thinkers.
Exactly. Understanding the motivations and potential biases of any news source is crucial for critical analysis.
It's like trying to figure out the puzzle pieces.
Exactly.
So with all this in mind, what's the bigger picture here? Why should our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas care about what's happening with CBS News?
That's a great question. And it brings us to a really important point. This deep dive into CBS News isn't just about a national news network. It's about a fundamental principle that affects all of us, especially right here in our local communities. This deep dive into CBS News isn't just about a national news network. It's about a fundamental principle that affects all of us, especially right here in our local communities.
Okay.
What we're seeing at the national level with these potentially biased narratives and the suppression of dissenting voices can easily trickle down to our local media landscape.
That's a scary thought. Are you saying that what's happening with CBS could happen right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
It's definitely something we need to be aware of.
Okay.
We can't just assume that all news sources, even local ones, are completely objective.
Right.
Just like with CBS, there might be hidden agendas, financial incentives, or political pressures that shape the information we receive.
So how do we protect ourselves from that? I mean, we're bombarded with information from all sides these days.
Right.
It's hard to know what to believe.
You're absolutely right. It's more important than ever to be discerning consumers of information.
Yeah.
And that starts with understanding that bias exists everywhere, even in places we might not expect.
So what can our listeners do to become more aware of these biases?
A good first step is to diversify your news sources.
Okay.
Don't just rely on one or two outlets. Explore different perspectives, both local and national.
Mm.
And don't be afraid to challenge your own assumptions.
So we're talking about thinking critically, right?
Exactly.
Not just accepting everything we read or hear at face value.
Right. Ask yourself, who's presenting this information? What might their motivations be?
Okay.
Are there any alternative viewpoints that aren't being represented?
Those are great questions to keep in mind. I know we talk a lot on this show about thinking and acting locally. How does that tie into all of this?
It's all connected. When we understand how bias can operate at the national level, we can apply those same critical thinking skills to our local media.
So we need to be just as discerning about local news as we are about national news.
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, it might be even more important at the local level.
How so?
Decisions made by our city councils, school boards, and community leaders have a direct impact on our daily lives.
You're right. If we're not paying attention to what's happening in our own backyards and critically evaluating the information we're receiving, we might be missing out on important issues that directly affect us.
Precisely. And we might be accepting narratives that aren't entirely accurate or complete.
So how can our listeners here in Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena put this into practice? How can we think and act locally when it comes to news and information?
That's where the acting locally part comes in.
Okay.
It's not just about being aware of bias. It's about taking action to ensure we're getting a balanced and accurate picture of what's happening in our communities.
So it's about taking that critical thinking and applying it to the issues that directly affect us.
Exactly. Here are a few practical things our listeners can do. First, engage with a variety of local news sources.
Okay.
Don't just rely on the big name outlets. Check out community newspapers, online forums, and local blogs.
Yeah.
They often provide a different perspective, one that's closer to the ground and more in tune with the concerns of everyday people.
Right. It's all about getting that hyper-local perspective right.
Exactly.
What's happening in our neighborhoods, our schools, our city council meetings, those things directly affect us.
Absolutely. And second, attend local events and meetings.
Okay.
This is where you can hear directly from community leaders, voice your concerns, and connect with your neighbors who are also passionate about making a difference.
That's such a great point. It's about showing up and participating in the process, right?
Yes.
We can't just sit back and expect things to magically change.
Exactly. And third, support local organizations and initiatives.
Got it.
Whether it's volunteering your time, donating to a cause you believe in, or simply spreading the word, every little bit helps.
You know what that reminds me? If you're finding value in what we're doing here on The Deep Dive, and you'd like to support our mission of keeping our community informed and engaged, we'd be incredibly grateful for your support.
That's great.
You can find a link to donate on our website, thinkadeclocally.com/donate. Every contribution makes a difference.
That's a great way to put it. Supporting local media is crucial for fostering informed civic engagement. It's an investment in the health and well-being of our communities.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. From CBS News and the controversies surrounding free speech and political labeling to the importance of critical thinking and acting locally.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's been quite a deep dive.
It has.
Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the key takeaway here is to be vigilant and informed. Don't be afraid to question the narratives presented to you and always strive to seek out multiple perspectives. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to shaping our communities and making our voices heard. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to shaping our communities and making our voices heard.
Well said. It's so empowering to realize that we have the ability to shape our community by being informed and engaged.
Absolutely.
We don't have to be passive recipients of information.
Right.
We could be active participants in the process.
Absolutely. And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. It's about empowering residents of Deer Park LaPorte and Pasadena TX to take ownership of their community and make a positive impact.
So to wrap things up, what are some key takeaways our listeners can walk away with today?
I think the biggest takeaway is that critical thinking is essential no matter where you're getting your information.
Okay.
Whether it's a national news network like CBS or your local community newspaper,
right.
Always be willing to question, analyze, and seek out diverse perspectives.
And remember, action follows awareness.
Yes.
Once you've done the critical thinking, it's time to act locally. Engage with your community, attend meetings, support local organizations, and make your voice heard.
Exactly. We have the power to shape our communities, but it starts with being informed and taking action.
If you find value in what we're doing here on The Deep Dive and want to support our mission of empowering our community, please consider visiting thinkanddeclocally.com/donate. You'll find a link in the show notes. Every contribution, big or small, helps us continue to provide you with these deep dives into the issues that matter most to our community.
Well said.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
It's been great being here.
Thank you for sharing your insight.
Of course.
And to all our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.